This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shabbos, Sheishes Yomim, Teosim Malacha, Vayayim Ashvi Yilachem Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos, Hashem Kalaisma Malacha Yumas. So Shabbos is Kodesh, Halik, Kedusha. Everybody speaks about Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is referred to and is identified as Kedusha, Halik, something holy. Let's discuss Kedusha HaShabbos a little bit. What is Shabbos and what is the Kedusha HaShabbos? It's interesting, in last week's parasha also, we have Psukim, where the Torah tells us about Shabbos. This is in Perik Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayoyim Hashem el Moshe leimor, v'ata daber el b'nei Yisrael leimor, achash v'psoisai tishmoiru, ki ois hi beini uveinechel medeirei sechem. Shabbos is an ois. It's beini ubeinechem lodas to know ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. The Rebbeinu Shleilam is mekadish, sanctifies the Klal Yisrael. So we have Kedusha of Shabbos. But here the Pasuk says it's also an ois, a sign that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is mekadish Klal Yisrael. Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. So Shabbos is not only Kedushas Hayayim, it's not only the Kedusha of the day, Shabbos is Kedush, it's also connected to the fact that Klal Yisrael is Kedush. As a Shabbos is a sign, it's an ois. It's an ois that Klal Yisrael is Kedush. Now it's interesting, if you read further in the Psukim, the Psukim speak about Shmira Shabbos, Shmartim is a Shabbos, Ki Kodesh Hi. Like I said, Shabbos is Kodesh. But it says, Ki Kodesh Hi Lochem. It's Kodesh for you. Chayrit should say, Shmartim is a Shabbos, Ki Kodesh Hi. Shabbos is Kodesh. Why does it say, Ki Kodesh Hi Lochem? So you could come and say, and answer, that lochem, because akum sheshavas is chayiv misa, guy should not be keeping Shabbos. So it's kodesh only for you, and it's an ois only for you, it's special for you. There are rishonim that say, that the reason why a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, to the point what the Gemara tells us, akum sheshavas chayiv misa, he's chayiv misa. Why is he chayiv misa? Why, if a guy keeps Shabbos, he's chayiv misa? And the answer, some Rishonim want to say, it's not inherently in the Kedusha that, well, if a guy keeps Shabbos, no, but it's more, Shabbos is mine. Shabbos belongs to Klal Yisrael. So by him keeping Shabbos, he's stealing. Halach is, a guy is chayiv misa on any of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So stealing, he's also chayiv misa for. And the meila, akum sheshavas is chayiv misa. Shabbos belongs to the Yid. Belongs to him. It's his. I remember my bubby, Allah Shalom. You know, she came from Europe. Her language spoke Deiris of Yiddishkeit. The simple things that she said, simple words that she chose. She would talk about Shabbos, mein Shabbos, my Shabbos. She was referring to the cooking and the preparing for Shabbos. My Shabbos, what's going to be with my Shabbos? I remember before my Bubby passed away, she was actually told by the doctors to go to the hospital before Shabbos. She was starting to not feel well. It was Thursday night, Friday morning. And she was told to go. And she said, I can't leave. What's going to be with my Shabbos? What's going to be with my Shabbos? Someone else will prepare the food for Shabbos. No, it's my Shabbos. It was a special kesher, special connection that a person has with his Shabbos, my Shabbos. Simple language speaks volumes. You know, for children, when they pick up in the house, it's not just Shabbos, but it's my Shabbos. When a parent expresses himself that he has love, that it's his, he feels it belongs to him, it's personal, children pick up on it. You know, I learned this because I picked up on it. I myself, years later, rings in my ears, mein Shabbos, it's my Shabbos. And she was referring just to the cooking and the preparing. Very great in mein Shabbos. Who's going to take, it's my Shabbos, what's going to be my Shabbos? And she refused to go to the hospital till after Shabbos. Ki kodesh hi lachem. Every Yid has a unique, personal connection, feeling. Mine, lachem. Could be that's the pshat in the pasuk. Ki kodesh hi. Not just kodesh. Kedusha is universal. Not Shabbos. Shabbos is more personalized. Ki kodesh hi. Ushmartem es haShabbos. Ki kodesh hi. Lachem. Mechalem ha'isyumas. Mitzvah Hashem. As the shir progresses, as the shir continues, we're going to give a different pshat in why it says ki kodesh hi lachem, a little deeper, a little more understanding in the kedushas haShabbos, specific, unique for Klal Yisrael lachem, and it's personalized for Klal Yisrael. I think we need to discuss the actual reading of the psukim that needs to be explained. L'chayra, it starts off, you got to keep the Shabbos. Ki yois hi, b'ni b'neichem, l'dei reiseichem, l'das, ki ani Hashem, mikadishchem. And then it says, v'shomru b'nei Yisrael sa'Shabbos. L'aseis sa'Shabbos, l'dei reisam, bris, oylam. B'ni b'nei Yisrael si li oylam, ki sheish es yom, mas Hashem es ha'shamayim v'sa'oretz. Which one is it, Rabbi Yisai? Is it an ice? Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem? Or is it an ice? Ki sheish es yom, mas Hashem es ha'shamayim v'sa'oretz. Which it says, the pasuk says two things. The first thing it says is that it's an ice. Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem? And then it says it's an ice that the Rebbe Hashem created the world. Ki sheish es yom, mas ha'shamayim. Reading of the psukim. I never really understood, I need to look into this a little bit more. Friday night, before Shemoneh Esrei, we say Vishamru. Vishamru B'nai. I mean, we're actually starting from the middle of a Perik. It should have began, we should start from the beginning. V'atadam Yisrael, Achesh Apsoisai Tishmoiru Ki Oisi. I mean, what happened to the beginning? That Shabbos is an ice. Ki ani Hashem. We start in the middle. The Shomru B'nei Yisrael Shabbos. Why are we cutting out? Why are we not bringing the beginning where it says that it's an ice? Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. I need to look into this a little bit more. It's a nice aura, but it's clear that we start from Vishamru, and Vishamru is only telling me that it's an ice for what? No. Shemayim v'oretz, kishesh yom asa Hashem, es shemayim v'oretz, brias Ha'olam, that Rabbi Yishev created the world. What's the pshat? That there's two Isis here on Shabbos. There's two things. Ki'ani Hashem mekadishchem. Now I want to show you something interesting. You know, we know Shabbos is a zichrein, is a commemoration. It's a remembrance of what? Priyas Haaretz. Rabbi Yishev kishesh yomos Hashem, Rabbi Yishev created the world. Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim is that the Rabbi Yishev's mashgiach. That he was mashgiach on the world. Not only he created it, but he runs the world on a daily basis, moment by moment. So if someone would ask you Shabbos, you would say Shabbos is a what? A zecher for Ma'ase Bereishis. It's not a zecher for Pesach. It's two different sugyas. So let's use terminology using the yeshivas. Tzvei dinim, it's two different things. It's two sugyas. Shabbos is for Bimei Bereishis. And Pesach is for Yetzias Mitzrayim. But he said that's not what we say in Kiddush. In Kiddush we say clearly, what is Shabbos? Zikari Lamai Sibereishis. Ki hu yoim tchila lemikraya kaida zecher. Yetzias Mitzrayim. Which one is it? Is it a zecher for Bereishis? Or it's a zecher for Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is a kasha that all the mefarshim deal with. It's a Mayrida Ka'ara. Which of the two? I mean, Bereishis is the Rabbi Yishev, creator of the world. Shabbos, the Yom Tovim, starting from Pesach, we understand, is the Rabbi Yishev Olam, as the Chinuch explains, is Mashgiach. Not just Bayrei, but Mashgiach. And he runs the world. Yet Shabbos, we discuss that it's a zecher for both. The Beis Halevi in Shmais addresses this question, and he says a chidush. Shabbos is Yemei Bereishis. Shabbos is Kedusha. It's the Makar of Kedusha. All Kedusha stems from Shabbos. And therefore, all the Nisim and all the Kedusha that was going to come in this world is rooted in the Shabbos. It begins with the Shabbos. This is already in many Sfarim. Shabbos is the Mekar HaBrachos. Mekar HaBracha. So it means many different things. Mekar HaBracha for Kedusha. Many Hasidim say Mekar HaBracha for Shefa, for Brachas, for Hatzlachas. Sfarim are full with this. But it's interesting, the Beis Halevi says that even Yetzias Mitzrayim was rooted in Shabbos. Shabbos was the springboard. Shabbos was the spring that was the mekayer, the basis, to bring all kedushas, and therefore Yetzias Mitzrayim is rooted in Shabbos, and that's why we say that it's Zikari Lamaisa Bereishis, Gihu Yayim Tchila, Lemikraya Kaida Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim is started, jump-started by a Shabbos. Now it's interesting, we'd rather have that Shabbos HaGadol. There's a Shabbos HaGadol that we make as part of the Pesach, a Shabbos before. This is a tremendous understanding in it, right? A good pshat, because Shabbos is the root, the mekayer, of what? Of Yetzias Mitzrayim. According to this Beis Halevi, Yetzhak B'noich Shein HaPshat and Shabbos HaGadol. Yeah, good. Yeah, Rabbi say Shabbos HaGadol, because Shabbos Nas Anes, all the Nisim began with Shabbos. Because Nisim and Kedusha and Yetzias Mitzrayim, all starts with Shabbos. Brisker Rav says a different pshat. The Brisker Rav, even though the Beis Halevi was his grandfather, Brisker Rav himself says a different pshat in his Chedushei Meran Riz Halevi Ala Teira. He says that there's two dinim, there's two inyanim, there's two parts to Shabbos. There's one part of Shabbos, which is Ma'aseh Bereishis, and there's one part of Shabbos, which is Ladas ki ani Hashem mikadishcha. He says, if you take a look, there's an interesting ha'ara. Ach es shabsoisai, plural, tishmoiru. And then it says, v'shamru b'nei Yisrael es ha Shabbos, singular. Frank de Briskerov, why does it begin with two Shabbosim? It should say, ach es shabbos tishmoiru. Why ach es shabsoisai tishmoiru? One. Ach es Shabbos tishmer. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es Shabbos. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es Shabbos. So I would say that v'shamru b'nei Yisrael means that they kept the Shabbos. The minute they kept one Shabbos, so they kept a Shabbos. Ach es Shabsoisai in the Osid, you don't only have to keep one Shabbos, right? We want you to keep many Shabbos. Ach es Shabsoisai. Tishmeru. When you say Vishamru on an event that they watch the Shabbos, it's one. Achet Shabsoi Sai, in the future, we watch you keep many Shabbos. The halacha is that if a person is in Sakanas Nefashis, we bypass the Shabbos and we say Bimichal the Shabbos to save the person. Now, partially the reason is because Pikuach Nefesh is Daich Shabbos. But the Gemara's lashon, the Gemara gives a svara behind it, and that is mutav shechalal Shabbos achas kidei shekayim Shabbos es harbe. We don't only want you to keep one Shabbos; we want you to keep many Shabbos in the future. So it's kedai to pass over, to give up one Shabbos in order to get many Shabbos. So we could say that that's Achsel Shabsoisai Tishmeru. We want many Shabbosim. We don't want you just to keep one Shabbos. So Zeicha Zayin. So Halt Nasach Shabbosim. Amen. Say Amen, Rabbi. Say Zagut Abracha. Achsel Shabsoisai Tishmeru. You should keep many Shabbosim. We gradually know, and this could be maybe another pshat, that Mashiach comes with Klal Yisrael keeps two Shabbosim. Could be that's the double Lashon Achas Shabsai Sai. It's a double two. Miut, the Miut of Rabbi Mishnayim. Shabsai Sai, maybe it's the Remez, it alludes to the fact that we want the two Shabbos. Kenzai. I got the Surah, Rabbi Yoshev, Zeichet Tzadik Levroch, Maran Rabbi Yoshev in his Sefer, on Chumash, says, Amiri de Kepshat Achas Shabsai Sai Tishmeru. It's referring to your Shabbos and others' Shabbosim, other people's Shabbosim. A person shouldn't just be careful and be makpid that he should keep Shabbos. A person has to also care about what? That others should keep Shabbos. Achas Shabsoi Sai. Not just Egin, your Shabbos, but Alamin Shabbos. You should care. Everyone should keep Shabbos, the plural. He says an interesting chiddush, Rabbi Yoshua, a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that whoever says Vayichulu, he's a nasa shutif l'maise bereishis. What do you mean? Whoever says Vayichulu, everybody says Vayichulu. It says it in the davening. Say Vayichulu. He says, we're not only referring to the Vayichulu that you say in the Tefillah in the Shtila Shemoneh Esrei, in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, but if you repeat the Vayichulu in the afterwards, you know, we say Vayichulu twice. Says Rabbi Yosh, why do we say Vayichulu twice? And the answer is once for yourself, and the other one's for the Rabbim, to be Mashpia, to be Ma'oyer, that everyone, loud, together, as a congregation, as a tzibur, we keep Shabbos. Mary de Gavart, Rabbi Yashav, Zech Tzadik, Levroch, beautiful. So, Kol Oimer Vayechulu, whoever says Vayechulu, he's not a Shutuf L'maisa, but which Vayechulu do we give you credit for? Not the one you say quietly, Yershman Esrei. The one who repeats it, and the one who makes sure that everyone is part of Vayechulu. The tzibur together is not a Shutuf L'maisa, Bereshit. He says, possibly, That's why we have two malachim. Why do two malachim are malav of the person? He says one is for you and your Shabbos, and the other one comes to your house to see how you're spending the Shabbos with the family and others. It's the second malach, says Rebbe Yash. It's beautiful. There's another malach, and the malach says, "Ooh, I like the Shabbos table. I like the guests at the Shabbos table. L'shana, l'shavu acher is the next Shabbos. You should also have such a Shabbos table, a bracha." And the malach says, the other malach says, "Amen." What's the point? There's two parts to the Shabbos. There's your Shabbos was davening in shul. That's you, you and the Eibishter, you and your Shabbos, the connection to the Eibishter. But then there's another Shabbos that you need to be involved and concerned and caring for. And that is Shabbos in Shtub, Shabbos with others. Shamru b'nei Yisrael, as a Shabbos means, Achash Shabbosai, two Shabbosim. Yeah? And he says that's a Pshat Lasa, he says a Shabbos. What does Lasa, says a Shabbos mean? Others also. Make sure that everyone keeps Shabbos. It's not enough that you're Shomer Shabbos. Lasses, Machmachin Shabbos, that Allah's all halten Shabbos. Beautiful. Briska Rav is a different Pshat. Why it says, Achel Shabbosai Sai Tishmayu. Says the Briska Rav, because actually there's two inyanim, there's two parts to Shabbos. One is Maisa Bereishis, and that's V'shamru B'nei Yisrael as HaShabbos, which is Bein Yuvay B'nei Yisrael Oisi Li'aylam. But then there's another part of Shabbos, and that is L'das Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, that the Rabbi Yisraelim is Mekadish, he sanctifies Klal Yisrael, and that's Yom Tov. The Gemara says, Shabbos ikri moyid, moyid ikri Shabbos. All Yom Tovim are also nichlal in Shabbos. The Gemara says that the Parsha of Mayadim and Parsha's Emor begins with Shabbos. Why? Yom Tov is Yom Tov, Shabbos is Shabbos. And the Teretz says, no, Yom Tov is Shabbos and Shabbos is Yom Tov. And therefore the Parsha of Mayadim, rightfully so, begins with Shabbos. That's why when it speaks about Kedusha, it talks about Shabbos in the plural. Because we're referring to Shabbos and Yontif. How does Yontif work? The Gemara tells us, we say it in the Tefillah, the Rabbi Yishol is Mekadosh Yisrael, and Yisrael in return is Mekadosh the Yontif. You see how far the Kedusha of Yontif really is? Actually, who's... No, Rabbi said, let's learn together. No, what's the Taich? Rabbi says, Mekadosh, Klal Yisrael, to the extent that they in turn could be what? Mekadosh the Yontif. And that's, I think, what the Briska Rav is saying, Lefiani Azdaiti. My humble opinion, I think that's what the Briska Rav is really trying to bring out. That is the ois, that's the sign. Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. So that's why it says Achas Shabbosai Sai Tishmoiru, plural. Why plural? Because we're referring to what? Shabbos and Yontif. But then when we talk about Shabbos, Ois He. So what is it, an Ois? It's an Ois that Rabbi Yish created. That's one Shabbos. V'shomru B'nei Yisrael Es Ha Shabbos. And he says that's the Pshat and the Kiddush, where we talk about Zikaron L'Maaseh Bereishis. Ki hu yom tchila no l'mikraye kodesh l'yom tovim zecher l'yetzias Mitzrayim. Now Rabbi Yisai, let's add this point, and this is the Briska Rav himself, he doesn't go back to the Kiddush. I went back to the Kiddush with the backdrop of the Beis Halevi, knowing that the Beis Halevi is really addressing the Kiddush. The Briska Rav doesn't address the Kiddush. He actually addresses, what does it mean, Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim? Because our Kedusha is rooted in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Amal Eschem, Kedushim. Every time it talks in the Torah that we need to behave in a manner of Kedusha, it's because what? Hamal Eschem, Rabbi Yishalim raised us above. He exalted us to levels of Kedusha by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, Rabbi Isai, no? We just started the shiur. Where's the Eilach, huh? I see the Eilach's ready. They think that the shiur's almost over. We just started. It's only Tchilul Mikraya Kaidish. We've only begun. Okay, come Rabbi Isai. Let's make a 1 minute chazara, because I'm going to bring out a beautiful, beautiful daher. So we discussed Shabbos is Kaidish. It's clear. Parashas Vayakel, we speak about Shabbos being Kaddish. And in Parashas Kisisa, it actually says that Shabbos is a sign. Oisi, Beini uveinechem, lodaski ani Hashem ekadishchem. And then it says, Ushmarzen ki kaddish hilachem. So it's actually that Klal Yisrael is Kaddish. Shabbos is a proof of that. It's also that the Shabbos itself is Kaddish, but yet what? It's what? Kaddish he lachem. For you. So we went into the whole discussion, what is Shabbos and what does it represent and what is it commemorating? So we discuss, is it about Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is it about Sheishes Yimei Breishis? Now we're going to discuss, to go back and bring it into the psukim, that it's an ois, ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. And it's also an ois, that the yom is kadesh, and it's kadesh hi lachem. What is the kedusha, ki kadesh hi lachem? Shabbos is a day which is the neshama of Klal Yisrael. There's something, you can't have a Klal Yisrael without a Shabbos. We spoke about this many times, that the Binyan HaMishkan is connected to Shabbos in the reverse. And that means that wherever it talks about Binyan HaMishkan, it clearly states, but Shabbos overrides Binyan HaMishkan. And every time, it's constantly build the Mishkan, as Mikdashi Tiresh Habsai Sai Tishmairu. Shiva, Moshe, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, speaks clearly, and we mention it also in the name of the Nefesh HaChaim and others. It's to teach us that we can live without a Beis HaMikdash, but we can't live without a Shabbos. Klal Yisrael, we exist in Golus. Throughout the years, we survived, but we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos is a must. We must have a Shabbos. You can't Klal Yisrael without Shabbos, I would say, is keguf b'li neshama. We can talk a little bit about the neshama yaseir. What is the neshama? Neshama is a rukhni yizdika, soul. It's the soul, it's the neshama of Klal Yisrael. And without it, Klal Yisrael can't exist. Years ago, Eden would lose their jobs if they didn't come into work on Shabbos. Rabbanim didn't know how to deal with it. Many felt that we had to go out and try to change the laws to protect Eden, who shouldn't lose jobs on their job on Shabbos, because otherwise the Nisayon would be great. There's a Rav here in the neighborhood, Rabbi Schoenfeld, together with my grandfather, worked on having a meeting, an audience with the governor of New York at the time, to try to pass the blue zone laws, which means that if a Yid claims that it's his religious day and he can't work, he shouldn't lose his job. And Baruch Hashem, it has passed since those years that my grandfather worked on it together with Rabbi Schoenfeld. Many held that they shouldn't do it, but they ended up doing it. For almost a year, they tried to get together a group of rabbonim and lawyers that would go down to the governor and plead with him to be able to pass this protection law for the Jews, who couldn't come into work on Shabbos. I've told you in the past, we'll repeat it, it's a very interesting historic story. I heard it directly from Rabbi Schoenfeld on more than one occasion. They had a meeting. They were given a certain day to come. A week or two before, my grandfather asks Rabbi Schoenfeld, "Und wer geht mir nehmen? Who's going to take me? Who's going to take me to Albany?" Rabbi Schoenfeld said, "Rav, you don't even speak English. There was no need that you should come. You know, you're older, Rav. You did your work. You got it off the ground. You set it up. You got it all ready to go. We'll take it from here. We have the rabbanim and the lawyers. We'll do the job right." My grandfather said, "You're not going to take me along. I'm not going to be there. It's my little baby. I worked on it. It belongs to me. What are you talking about? How could you not let me? Of course I'm going. Who's taking me?" My Schoenfeld told me, "Yeah, all right, listen, he's right. You know, he wants to come. You know, it's his thing. Yeah, what are you?" Okay, so we set up a ride for your grandfather. Set him up a ride. We came to Albany. We were ready to go into the governor. And the Zayda turns to Rabbi Schoenfeld and he tells him, "Who's going to be the first speaker?" So Rabbi Schoenfeld said, "I'll start. And then this lawyer will take over, and this Rav will be the third one, and this lawyer will be the fourth one. When am I going to speak?" Rabbi Schoenfeld said, "Speak? You don't speak English. You don't speak English." So he says, "Ich gehe red nersh, I'm going to be the first speaker." Rabbi Schoenfeld told me that his stomach started to turn. They worked so hard on this, they thought, that's it. You have one shot, right? You come in front of a governor, you got to catch it on the first shot. Otherwise, that's it. You lost it. He thought it's over. It was a waste, and the whole thing. So he started pleading with my grandfather. He says, "Rob, that's just in English. You don't speak English. What could you say already? What do you want?" "I'll know exactly what to say." Rabbi Schoenfeld told me he walked in with a very heavy heart, thinking, "Oh, this is not going to work out. This is going to be a waste." But Zayda walked in with the rest of the lawyers and doctors, and there were whole and rabbis, and they're all sitting around the table. And the governor says, "Okay, what can I do for you?" And the Zayda stands up and he begins in Yiddish, and he starts to cry. And the governor was so moved by what he saw. He's crying and he's pleading. They don't understand one word what we were saying. He said, Rabbi, don't cry. Trust me. We'll take care of it. We'll make sure that whatever it is, we're behind you all the way." Okay, Rabbi Schoenfeld spoke to him. Rabbi Schoenfeld told me from the first second that it was a success. From the way the governor responded, he was so moved and taken by what he saw. Alter Rav was pleading, crying, no idea what he wanted, but that's it. Whatever it is, Rav, it's fine. Rabbi will take care of it. As they left the room, my Zayda turns around to Rabbi Schoenfeld. He says, "You see, gewusst exactly was zu sagen. I knew exactly what to say. Worked. Perfect." He was moved. Now, where did he get this from? The Chafetz Chaim. Famous story with the Chafetz Chaim, his Rebbe. His Zayda was Talmud of Chafetz Chaim. There was a student, a Talmud in the yeshiva, that they put a shmu on him that he was a spy. And they took him to trial. Chafetz Chaim came to testify on his behalf. He spoke in Yiddish, he didn't speak any Russian, he spoke Yiddish, and he cried. The lawyer said, "Should I translate?" So the judge said, "There's nothing, you don't have to translate, it's good enough. I got it. Got what I needed to hear." All right. What did my Zayda say? It was printed in the Albany, the newspaper, the local newspaper, a translation of what the Zayda said. What my grandfather spoke about it, and he said that America is about human rights. Human rights. Now, human rights goes as far as respect for the body, not only the live, the person who's alive. Even if he passes away, there's respect for a body. Shabbos is the soul of the Jewish people. So as for human rights, we need to respect the soul, the neshama. The soul of a Jew is the Shabbos. If you respect body, you know, they have a rule in the army that if a soldier falls, his comrade has to go back to, so they're meiser nefesh for a body, the person not even alive. They bring back a soldier with honors, put a casket with a flag on it. This is dignity for human rights. Kolshkein, 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 said the Zayda. For the soul of the Jewish people is Shabbos. And we need to respect their rights to keep the Shabbos. Shabbos is the neshama of Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? Many never understood what it is. What is it? What the Shabbos? It's a spiritual thing. It's not something tangible. It's not something we can even explain. Yet we know that it exists. Years ago, as a little boy, I was zeicha to meet the Sklener Rebbe, zeicha tzaddik levracha. And the first thing he told me, first thing, he says, you know, there's something in the Hagdama of your grandfather Sefer, the Beis Aron, that's so beautiful and so moving, and it's so special. And it's speaks to so many Hasidic Rebbes, this thing that your Elter Zayde once said. What did he say? In the Hagdama of the Sefer, it brings down how the Beis Aron, the Elter Zayde, used to announce. Now don't forget, he lived in a tkuf, in a period where there was a lot of Haskalah. Haskalah, they attacked the Shabbos. For some reason, the Shabbos always becomes the focal of attack, religious or not religious. Some of the Shabbos always, it's very interesting. An observant Jew is Shabbos. A non-observant Jew, Chil Shabbos. Almost like the cutoff point. It's such an interesting thing to observe. Huh? A Shomer Shabbos is you ever see on the store. It doesn't say about any other mitzvah. What does it say? He's a Shomer Shabbos. This is two sides of the fence. Either you're a Shomer Shabbos, or you're not a Shomer Shabbos. Gemara says, "Kol mechalas haShabbos is keilu oved avoy dezara." This is Yadus. The Jew is all about Shabbos. This is either you are, then you're a Shomer Shabbos. You are. Either you're not, you're not. So the Haskalah always attacked. That was the shayrish of their attack is Shabbos. Elter Zayde was a rav in a big city in Europe, Pinsk, much haskalah. So he would get up and announce, "Yavayino elai ha-poishim, let the poishim, the sinners, the heretics, the poishim, let them come. Those she'enem chashim liskers ha-shabbos l'kachay." That they don't care to sanctify, to keep the Shabbos. Let them come to me via mashmishu, and with the tangible, with their hands, tangibly, they would come to me and they would feel the kedushas haShabbos with their hands. I'll give them to feel the Shabbos. Sklener Rebbe told me something very beautiful, something that speaks, he says, to the heart of Jews, Rebbes. Shabbos, tangible with the hands, you can feel it. And those that don't believe in Shabbos, they, what is it? What is it? It's. I saw Rabelia Lopian, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, spoke about the atmosphere of Shabbos that it could be felt. There's an atmosphere to Shabbos. And he says, and he said over that the Chayodim says, Shemi Shetikin Esnafshay, whoever prepares himself and he purifies himself before Shabbos, Yargish as Bias and Neshami Yaseir, he'll be able to feel the actual coming of the Neshami Yaseir. Speaks about Tfilas Erev Shabbos when those who go to the Mikvah Erev Shabbos, they'll be able to feel, actually feel. And Rebbe Yelapian said, I myself felt it many times. Yeah, it's a feeling, it's a certain. So they bring a story over here about Rebbe Yelapian, that he was very nisragish, he was very moved by the Shabbos. So when he was in the hospital lying at the end of his life, he was old and sick. They didn't want to tell him about the Shabbos because they didn't want him to not, you know, be aroused because he was sick and he was weak. They thought this would be a problem for him. Yeah. A lot of times when people are very sick, they don't want to, they put them in a coma on purpose so the body should rest. It shouldn't, you know. So the family's made up that it's better for him in his state not to tell him that it's Shabbos. They kept it from him. They concealed it from him. They were afraid that if they told him Shabbos, Saras Regeshes, which means the storming of feelings, it was too much for him. They wanted him to be comatose resting. So it says over here a story that it didn't really help him. It didn't help them much. Why? They didn't light any candles. They didn't speak about Shabbos. And all of a sudden, the moment Shabbos came, jumped up, face lit with simcha, and he began to say l'chun ranana. He began to say, he felt the Shabbos, he knew it was coming. Shabbos is a physical thing, but it's not a physical thing. So how do you know the Shabbos? And the answer is, you can't explain it to anyone. Over the years, many have asked me, explain to me the Shabbos. And the answer is, there's nothing to explain. Either you feel it, or you don't feel it. You know, certain people are able to have sensitivity to feel certain things. But if they don't have those nerves to be able, if you don't have nerves, you won't feel things, right? You have a radio. If it's all the band, what do they call that?
That's
band what?
Bandwidth,
whatever. That it's able to pick up frequencies. Frequencies. Now the regular radio can't pick it up. It's not that it's not there, just you have to be able to what? To pick it up. A yid is able to pick up Kedushas HaShabbos. A yid is able to pick up Kedushas HaShabbos. He has that band radio in his neshama that picks up Kedushas HaShabbos. But there's an expression in English, it takes one to know one. You need to be Kaddish to be able to pick up the waves, the rays of Kedusha. If a person is blind and you put a beautiful picture in front of him, talk to him from today till tomorrow, the beauty and the colors, you know what he's going to tell you? I don't understand. Why? You need eyes to be able to see. A yid who has Kedusha could pick up on the Kedusha on Shabbos. And if not, you can't pick up on the Kedusha on Shabbos. This is what my grandfather, the Beis Aaron Zatzal, was saying. Let them come to me. I'll make them feel the Shabbos. To him, it was a tangible thing. To Rebbe Yelapian, the Neshama Yaseira going into the body is tangible. He felt it. He felt it. But in order to feel it, you need to be attuned to it. You need to be a vehicle that's receptive to it. You have to be a kli that's able to makabel such a thing. There's a Meirdik of Vart, the Sfas Emes, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha. I think Gemara says that kol yoyim v'yoyim baskel yoytze mechayrif. A baskel comes out from chayrif. And he gives a shout, oy loy lel baina shel teira. Whoa, people who don't learn, the teira is elbain, it's an embarrassed, teira remains embarrassed from it. And every day this, every day, the Gemara says that every day this baskel comes out. Tell me, you know anybody who hears it? Tell me, in any of the newspapers that give you the daily news, do they write about this baskel? So what's the point of a baskel that nobody hears? You know, there was a very famous question that they ask. If a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, does it really make noise? Is that the question that they ask? I don't really get it, but whatever it is, that's what they ask, right? The point being, you can't have a baskel if it's nobody hearing it. So what is it? It's nothing. What's the point, right? Says the Sfas Emes, that actually people do hear it. People do hear. Who hears it? The heart, the neshama of a yid, who hears it. Most don't hear it, that's true. But you didn't hear it. There are people. And every time a person has a hisairus, every time a person has an hisairus, he's moved. That's from that baskel that speaks to the heart of every yid. Yid has a special transmitter radio that's able to pick up these frequencies. That was the word I was looking for. A transmitter radio that could pick up these frequencies. But if you don't have that special radio, which is the neshama v'yid, you're not going to pick all this up, says the Sfas Emes. The baskel has its recipient. It goes somewhere. It goes to the heart of the yid. And that's the sayuris. When a person feels that he wants to do tshuva, that is sayuris, is the baskel. That speaks every day to the heart of every yid. The neshama yisera, it needs a special transmitter to be able to pick up the frequencies of it. And that's a sign that Klal Yisrael is Kaddish, because they pick up on Kedushas HaShabbos. The Gemara tells us about a certain fish. It's called Shibuta. You know about the fish Shibuta? It's a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says, Rav Malach Shibuta. Rav used to salt a special fish for Shabbos. Notice that it's called Shibuta. Why is it called Shibuta? So Pasha people think it means herring. See this Yidin, Lahamlib herring? Well, here's Shibuta, salted fish. But the truth is, the Shibuta has a big, interesting history. Now, even though it's spelt with a tes, its root comes from Shabbos. There's a special fish that rests on Shabbos. Now, how does that fish know that it's Shabbos? We know that every Yid needs a special reminder, a siren, Shabbos is coming. Who reminds this fish? Shibuta, Shabbos, that rests on Shabbos. It's Gemara, it's Yerushalmi, that it rests on Shabbos. And the answer is, certain pure things pick up Shabbos, Kedushas HaShabbos. You know, I always thought to myself something interesting. Everybody in the world, 7 day week. Where did the 7 day week come from? Maybe a week should have 9 days? And the answer is, even in the Bria, even in the creation, there's something called Shabbos. And it revolves around Shabbos, a 7 day week. Kedushas HaShabbos is in the Bria, but the Raya for Shabbos, that Shabbos exists, is Klal Yisrael's V'shamru B'nei Yisrael as HaShabbos. The fact that Klal Yisrael keeps the Shabbos, that itself is the Raya to Shabbos and Kedushas HaShabbos. This is the Pshat Rabbi. Say, let's go back. Ki ois hi beinu beinechem ki ani Hashem. Shabbos is a raya. The Klal Yisrael is kadosh. Why? As the pasuk continues, because Rishmatis Hashem ki kadosh hi. No, Rabbi, say no. Lachem. Specific. Klal Yisrael picks up on kedushas Hashabbos. That itself is the proof. What is the lesson, Rabbi saying? The more you mekadesh yourself, the more you prepare yourself, the more you will what? Feel the Shabbos. I think that's the pshat. Lasayses Hashabbos. You know who really makes Shabbos? You. What you put into the Shabbos, that's what the Shabbos is going to be. Shabbos is what you make of it. Some people have Shabbos, it's nothing. It's a day of sleeping and eating. It's a day of sleeping and eating. You know, I've spoke many times in the past that I don't like the bumper stickers. I'm a Shomer Shabbos. I don't like that. You know why? What does Shomer Shabbos mean? I keep the halachas. I don't do lamites malachas. A boy say that's part of Shabbos, but that's not the whole Shabbos. It doesn't give you the whole picture. What is really Shabbos? It's not just to not do lamites malachas, but to, in the opposite, is to go out and do positive things on Shabbos. Learning, davening, guests at the table. So the bumper stickers, who's getting into the business here? Anybody interested in taking it? All right, well, I'm a Mekayim Esa Shabbos. Huh? I'm an Isis, huh? You're making the bumper stickers? You make good money on it. It's a good chapra beisai. But this is the truth. Shabbos is Mishmartes HaShabbos. It's not enough. What do you have to do? Vishomu B'nei Yisrael HaShabbos. Lasseis. Gotta make the Shabbos. Shabbos is what you make of it. What you put into the Shabbos, that becomes the Shabbos. Shabbos is Kedush. Gotta utilize the Kedush. Depending on your Kedush, Kani Hashem Kedishchem, that's going to produce Kedushas HaShabbos. We'll stop over here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.